Hello, and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. Over the past several weeks, I've been showing you how to install and do some initial configuration of a Debian Linux system. Some things have changed since I recorded the demonstration. Most importantly, the Debian project has done two minor releases of its Linux distribution to fix some bugs and maybe add a few new features. However, the SpeakUp FTP site still has the Debian boot disks and other installation files for the original release of Debian 2.2. So that is what you will be installing if you choose to install Debian Linux. If you follow my procedure and download packages from the Debian FTP site to install after the base system is installed, then you will not only be downloading and installing new packages, but you will be upgrading the packages that were already installed from the original version of Debian 2.2 to Debian version 2.2R2. And this adds a few extra complications to the installation procedure. Keep in mind that this only applies if you download packages from the FTP site, not if you're using a Debian CD-ROM. You will be asked a few extra questions, and in most cases, it's safe to answer with the default response. There is one exception, however. If you are using a PCMCIA network card in a laptop, as I am, and you will be asked if you want to replace the /etc/PCMCIA/network.opt file with a new version from the upgraded PCMCIA package. You should answer no or N to this question, because that configuration file contains information about how to log on to the network once your card has been inserted in the laptop. Also, you will be asked if you want to shut down the PCMCIA card services when it comes time to upgrade that package. You should answer yes to this, but before doing that, you should take out any PCMCIA card you may have inserted in the laptop, and then you can put it back in there later when the installation is done. Also, there will be a message that will come up during the installation of packages, which will say something like, "Have fun, you may now log on to your system." Of course, it's intended to indicate that the installation is complete, but at that point, it is not complete, and that's a bug in the current version of Debian. Finally, as far as things that I need to add to my previous demonstration, if you are using a PCMCIA card of any kind in a laptop, as I am, then you will need to restart the PCMCIA card services after the installation is done. This isn't done automatically, though it should be. To restart it, you log in as root, as you probably would do anyway, and then you type /etc/pcmcia/sdart. And let's see what happens when we do this.
Starting PCMCIA services, modules card.
The network card was detected, and I was connected to the network, in my case, the Roadrunner Internet Service. With that aside, I'll move on to my main feature for this week, which is how to set up your system so that you can boot into either Linux or Windows. By default, when you install Debian, you can only boot Linux from the hard drive. This is something that we definitely need to fix if you want to go back to Windows, and I certainly want to be able to go back to Windows sometimes. So we're going to need to reconfigure the Linux Loader, or Lilo for short. Lilo is the program that first starts up when you boot into a system with Linux installed, and it can boot Linux, or it can also boot other operating systems such as DOS and Windows. And which one it boots, and whether it gives you a choice of booting into others, depends on how you have configured it through the /etc/lilo.conf file on your Linux system. This file is somewhat long, but the good news is that it has plenty of comments in it, so it should be fairly self-explanatory. I'm now going to open this file in the VI editor, start reading through it, and I'll explain things and make changes as I go. And sometimes when I use the read line command, you may not hear anything, and this would indicate that the line has a number sign and possibly some other punctuation marks, but nothing else. The number sign is the character that comes before any comments in this file, as in many other files under Unix.
/x/lilo.conf. See lilo8@lilo.conf. Install /fbr8/usr/air/doc/lilo/m/usr/air/doc/fbr/.
It's referring to documentation that would be helpful to read in understanding this file. And I'll probably do a look at Linux sometime later on, specifically about documentation that's available under Linux, since that's a subject that we need to discuss sometime.
Link. Reminder. Don't forget to run Lilo after you make changes to this. /boot/bash.txt or install a boot kernel. Computer will most likely fail to boot up a kernel image. Post install script or you don't remember to run Lilo. Link. Support buffer large hard disks. But 32. Link. Specifies the boot device. This is where Lilo installed this boot. Luck. It can't be either a partition or the raw device in which case it installed in the FVR and will overwrite the current FVR. /dev/the.
Wait, I think there might have been something in the previous line that I missed. No.
/dev/the.
All of this so far is safe to leave alone. The installer set it all up for us, and there's no need to change it.
Link. Specifies the device that should be mounted as root. /. Specifies the device that should be mounted as root. /. Specify. Root /dev/the board. Link.
Again, we don't need to do anything to that.
Enable map comp action. Tries to merge red requests for adjacent sectors into a single. Read request. This drastically reduces load time and keeps the map smaller. Using compact is especially recommended when moving from a floppy disk. It is disabled here by default because it doesn't always work. Compact.
I'm not even sure if it works on my system, so I'll leave it alone. If I had a good backup outside of my hard drive, then I might try it.
Link. Installs the specified file as the new boot center. Install /boot/boot.p. Link. Specifies the location of the map file. /boot/map. Link. can set a password view and uncomment the restricted lines. In the image definitions below to make it so that a password must be typed to boot anything but a default configuration, if a command line is given other than one specified by an event. Statement in below.conf, the password will be required, but a standard default boot will not require one. This will, for instance, prevent anyone with access to the console from booting with something like Linux /bin/sh, and thus becoming root without proper authorization. Note that if you really need this type of security, you will likely also want to use install FBR to reconfigure the FBR program, as well as set up your BIOS to disallow booting from removable disk or CD-ROM, then put a password on getting into the BIOS configuration as well. Please RTFM install FBR8. Password setter counter 2000.
This would be a good thing to look into if your computer is going to be available for use by other people that you don't necessarily trust.
Mike specifies the number of decisions 0.1 seconds below should wait before booting the first image. Delay 20.
Now, here is where we want to start changing some things, because at the moment, it only waits 2 seconds. And one... Lilo has the ability to prompt you for the operating system that you want to boot. And if we leave this delay turned on, then it will wait 2 seconds before even displaying the prompt and allowing input. So we don't want this delay in here. There's another option where we can set a delay between the time when the boot prompt comes up and the time when Lilo goes ahead and installs and loads its default operating system. And we'll get back to this later. For now, I need to remove the number sign from the beginning of this line. And so I'll press the 2 key on the keypad to make sure the cursor is in the right place. Wait. I want to put a number sign in front of this line. Sorry, I got it backwards. I want to put a number sign in front of this line to make it a comment. So now I'm going to press the I key to go into insert mode in VI. And now I'll type a number sign. And now I'll use the 2 key on the keypad to make sure the cursor is on the number sign as it should be.
Number.
And now I'll go down to the next line and keep going.
Like, you can put a customized boot message up if you like. If you use prompt, and this computer may need to reboot unattended, you must specify a timeout, or it will sit there forever waiting for a egress. Single key goes with the alias lines in the image configurations below. Then you can press 1 to boot Linux, 2 to boot Linux. So if you uncomment the alias message /boot/boot.txt.
We do want to use this feature so that we can make the computer beep when the boot prompt comes up. And if you don't want to do that, then you can skip this change in the configuration file. There should be a number sign at the beginning of this line, since it is initially a comment, and I want to get rid of the number sign and any space that might come between the number sign and the configuration option. So now let me use the 2 key on the keypad to see where the cursor is.
Number.
And I'll go forward a bit with the 3 key.
Space.
Okay, there's a number sign in the space. Let's get rid of both of those using the X key, which is VI's command for deleting the character that the cursor is on. And now I will use the 2 key again to make sure that the cursor is on the M.
Yep.
And now let's keep going.
Yep.
This, we also want to uncomment so that Lilo displays a boot prompt to let you choose which operating system you want to load. And I believe this line is indented some more. So we want to get rid of the number sign. And I'll use the 2 key on the keypad again to see where the cursor is.
Number.
And now I'll press the X key to get rid of that number sign.
Face.
And now we are on the first space, or maybe it's a tab character that causes the line to be indented. So now I'll go down to the next line.
Single key.
You don't need to worry about that.
Delete 100.
We don't want that one. We'll just leave it a comment.
Time out 100.
This one we do want. We don't want Lilo, or at least I don't want Lilo, to keep waiting indefinitely for me to enter the operating system that I want to boot. So, again, I need to uncomment this line. So I'll use the 2 key and the keypad to see where the cursor is.
Face.
In this case, it's not on the number sign, but the number sign should be at the start of the line. So to go to the start of the line in VI, you press 0 key in the top row of the keyboard. And now I'll press 2 on the keypad again.
Number.
Alright, now it's on the number sign. So we can get rid of that with the X key.
Blank.
And I went down to the next line.
Specifies the VGA's X mode at boot time. Normal, extended, ask mode. No. Ask.
I believe that's a comment which says VGA equals ask. Let's have speak up spell out the current word.
VGA equals ASK.
There should be a comment because by default it doesn't ask you what video mode to start up in. I have a feeling that once again the cursor is not at the beginning of the line. So now I'll press the 0 key on the regular keyboard. And now I will use the 2 and 3 keys on the keypad to read over the line.
Number, face, B, G, A, equals.
Yes, this is a comment. And so we don't want to do anything to it because it is as we want it.
BGA 9.
And I think this is a comment as well. Let me check that.
Number.
Yeah. I think that's a blank comment.
Okay, normal.
And I believe that says VGA equals normal. Let me have speak up, spell out the word.
VGA equals N-O-R-M-A-L.
This is fine, and we'll leave it this way for now. If you want to have more lines on the screen so that, for example, you can read more at a time in Pine or Lynx without having to press the appropriate key to go to the next screen, you might want to change this to VGA equals extended and see what happens.
Link. Kernel command line options that apply to all installed images. Go. Here. See, the boot prompt now and kernelparameters.txt in the Linux kernel documentation directory. Event.
So it sounds like there are no command line options here.
Blank. Boot up Linux by default. Default Linux.
Now, if you're just starting to learn Linux, and perhaps you don't want to make it your primary operating system yet, you may want to change this. You may want to have Windows be the one that loads by default for now. So I'll show you how to do that. this line says default equals Linux, which we can check by having to speak up spell the current word.
D-E-F-A-U-L-T equals L-I-N-U-X.
To change that, we go to the end of the line with the dollar sign key. Now I'll use the 2 key on the keypad to read the current character.
Yes.
Now we want to delete Linux and in place add win to the end of the line, since win is the label that I will give for the Windows operating system on my computer. So to delete the word Linux, I'll press X 5 times. Now I'll use the 2 key and the keypad to see where we are.
Equals.
All right, we're on the equal sign. I'll press A to go into append mode and type win.
W-I-N.
And now I'll have speak up spell the current word once again.
E-E-F-A-U-L-T equals W-I-N.
All right, now I'll go back to the beginning of the line and keep going.
Blank. Init slash Linux.
Now we get into the actual entries for the operating systems that we want Lillo to be able to boot. And for a Linux system, this sort of entry starts with the path name to the kernel image that you want to boot. Let me have SpeakUp spell this out so you get a clearer idea of what's actually there.
/BMLINUG.
Okay. The kernel image is called VMLINUZ in the root directory of your system.
Labelinux.
Again, there's an equal sign between the keyword, in this case, label, and the value, in this case, Linux. And if you wanted to be able to start Linux by some other name, such as Lin or even L, then you can, of course, change that. When Linux starts up, your file system is initially mounted or activated in read-only mode. This way, Linux can check the file system for errors safely, and then once the file system has been checked, switch it over to full access mode or read-write mode. And so we'll leave this as it is.
Restricted.
This is commented out by default.
Alias 1.
This is also commented. I can check that by pressing the 2 key on the keypad.
Number. Blank. Init slash Linux dot old.
This entry is for an old or backup kernel installation. It comes in especially handy if you're compiling your own operating system kernel and you want to be able to boot the old one in case something goes wrong. In this case, we only have one operating system kernel on here, so this section doesn't apply, and Lillo will skip over it.
Label and you sold. Read only. Optional.
This is what tells Lillo that it can skip over this entry if the kernel image isn't there.
Restricted. Alias 2. Blank. If you have another OS on this machine to boot, you cannot comment the following lines, changing the device name on the other line to where your other OS card is in is. Other slash step slash support.
This is where we finally get to set Lillo up so that it can boot Windows. And so I want to uncomment this line, and I'll once again use the 2 key on the keypad to see where the cursor is.
Number.
Good, it's on the number sign. I deleted that, and I'll use the 2 key on the keypad again.
Space.
I'll go ahead and take out the space, too.
Oh. Oh.
All right. Down to the next line.
Wait, that hurt.
Wait. I need to go up and change the device name on the previous line.
/dev/number.
I go to the end of the line. Use the 2 key on the keypad to make sure of where we are.
Four.
And change that 4 to a 1, because on my system, and probably on most others, Windows is on the first partition of the primary hard drive. So I use the S command to go into substitute mode.
$.
Set it twice. Anyway, I'll enter a 1 there.
1.
And now I'll have speak up spell out the current word.
/DEB/HDA1.
Okay, now I'll go down to the next line.
Label.
This is where we define the label for the operating system. And we don't want to keep the default for this one. We want the label to be Win for Windows. And so I'm going to uncomment this line. So I'll use the 2 key on the keypad once again to see what the cursor is.
Number.
I'll take that out. Go to the end of the line. And I'll have speak up spell out the current word.
LABELHURD.
And now I will press I'll press the X key 4 times to delete the current label.
Equals.
And now I will go into append mode and type in Win.
W-I-N-N.
And now I have speak up spell out the current word once again.
LABELHURD.
Down to the next line.
Restricted.
We'll leave that as a comment.
Alias free.
Leave that as a comment.
Alias free.
And we're at the bottom of the file, as we can tell, because we got the same line again. And unfortunately, this version of VI doesn't beep when you reach a boundary like the bottom of the file. Instead, it does some kind of visual effect, like inverting the color on the screen for a moment, I think, to let the user know what's happening without making any sound. I wonder if there's some way I can reconfigure that. I'll have to check on that. Anyway, we're done with this configuration file, and now it's time to write it back to the disk. As I've done many times before, I'll type... Oh, it didn't say the colon. I typed a colon, and now I'll type
W, Q,
and press enter.
Writing. /x/yellow.com. 120 lines, 3809 characters, MATLAB.
Now this is very important. We need to run the Libo program after making any change to this file so that the change can take effect and the boot up process will work the next time around. So now I'll type
L-I-L-O
and press enter.
Fatal open /boot/bash.txt. No such file or directory matcap.
And as it turns out, I forgot to make the boot message file, which will make the system beep when it's booted. But that's not very hard to do. What I need to do is put a control G in the /boot/bootmess.txt. And when the system encounters the control G, it'll beep. And that's true on just about every kind of computer I've worked with. To echo the control G, to write the control G to the file, we first type the echo command.
E-T-H-O.
In space.
Space.
And since we want to input a control character directly without it being handled in some special way by the shell, we need to first enter a control V. And now I'll enter a control G. And I'll do another space.
Space.
And we'll redirect the output of the echo command to the /boot/bootmess.txt file.
Greater /boot/bootmess.txt MATLAB.
With that done, I will once again try to run Lilo.
L-I-L-O. /matlab.
That's all I have for this week. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this series, feel free to email me at matt@acbradio.org.
And that concludes Main Menu for this week and this year. We're taking a break. We'll be back on the 24th of January 2001 for the first issue of the new century and the new millennium. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, have a very safe Christmas, a joyous new year, and we look forward to serving you in 2001.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.